Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest meat company in the world, JBS, is currently shut down globally because of a cyber attack. Now, if you remember the Americold cyber attack, where the cold storage provider had their systems go down and everything just ground to a halt. They didn't know what was coming in on these trucks. They didn't know what was supposed to be going out on the other trucks. They didn't know what was in their huge cold storage freezer, what this pallet over there, where there's, everything just stopped until they were able to get those systems back up. This same scenario is now transpiring at JBS, except that there are animals involved, lots, right? They don't know where their cows are. They don't know where their animal feed is. They don't know where their truckers are supposed to be going to pick these things up or to bring them over for processing. And again, when live animals are involved, and as in general with our supply chain, everything is so fine-tuned, it's just a just-in-time supply chain, that there are dangerous situations that happen here. So for example, many of these feedlots have just enough feed to feed the animals until the very day that they go off for processing. But now that the whole engine has shut down, those animals are still there, and there's no food for them. So you can see how this, even within a couple of days, very quickly cascades into a humanitarian crisis for the animals, and certainly into outsized disruptions of the global protein supply and the meat market. In fact, you can see right here, union reps are already saying there could be a protein deficiency globally if we're not able to get JBS back online and processing. Now, what's not mentioned is that JBS had already been stopping some of their facilities. In fact, we've talked about this. The drought in Brazil was destroying their safrinha, their corn crop there, and feed costs were exploding. Now that we've got $7 corn, we got these meat companies that are basically just feeding money into the cows, and then they're not even able to sell their meat anymore because people can't afford to pay that kind of price. It says domestic demand is dwindling. Demand is still there. It's just that they're priced out of the market. People can't afford super expensive meat. So now they're starting to idle their operations. This is April 12th. Brazilian beef packers are halting production in selected locations. Well, that's not a very good story, right? Are we just going to stop making meat because we run out of animal feed? That doesn't really sound good. But what sounds better is if we just marry these two things. What better time than just to marry the World Economic Forum's cyber pandemic and these cyber attacks on our critical infrastructure with the war on meat? So all of a sudden, this perfectly scripted cyber attack on JBS happens. Again, it wasn't just JBS and beef. You can see Reuters reporting that BRF, the world's largest poultry exporter, right? That means that's where the rest of the world gets their chicken, is from the biggest exporter of poultry in the world, that was considering slaughtering their chickens and stopping their pork and poultry plants. Why? Because of the record corn prices. Because we can't get animal feed, or we can't afford to feed these animals. JBS was doing the same thing. And so it is no surprise that they reach into their back pocket and pull out that perfect excuse, the cyber pandemic. They are, after all, a World Economic Forum partner company. Here from wefforum.org, JBS, the world's largest processors of animal protein. Well, that's pretty insightful, isn't it, that they're a partner with the World Economic Forum, who's openly advocating for the post-animal economy. Yeah, it's because JBS is in on it. They want to end animal agriculture. So does Tyson. Here's Tyson Foods stating their commitment to sustainable protein and to Davos, to the World Economic Forum. Yeah, they're in on this. So they know. So when we heard Klaus Schwab utter those words last year at the Cyber Polygon think tank exercise where they talked about how there's going to be a cyber pandemic, he said,
"We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack."
And as Klaus Schwab uttered those words, and as the FireEye hacking toolkit was stolen, and as the solar winds hack meant that Fortune 500 companies and governments around the world were suddenly vulnerable to any of these things, suddenly that script was launched. This carte blanche for anyone to do anything they wanted to their pipelines or to their meatpacking facilities. Just shut it down. Turn it off for a while. Let the gas prices rise. Let the meat prices rise. They're just starving out consumers and getting them used to this new normal. Increased gas prices, increased meat prices. Let's look a little bit about what JBS is saying. There will be, quote, severe economic impact on workers at the offline production facilities. Quote, it depends how long this goes on for and how long JBS stays offline. It's a supply chain that starts right at the farm gate, right through to the feedlots, all the way down to truck drivers. Everyone is severely impacted by a complete stoppage of the meat industry. And of course, this isn't the first blow to meat production. Argentina had already stopped exporting all of their grains and then even their beef to Brazil to try and keep domestic prices controlled. It was this, in fact, that prompted Brazilian meatpackers to say, well, if I can't get access to those grains from Argentina, then I can't afford to feed my animals. And that's where we started seeing those headlines initially about we're going to start slowing down the meat production. But now it's now they've just hit the panic button and launched into overdrive, blamed the cyber pandemic. And it's just like blaming COVID. It's just this boogeyman. Global problems require global solutions, plus it buys us the ability to turn off the meat. We can just do whatever we want. Now, at the same time, we've got these fake meat companies also working hand in hand with the World Economic Forum. And in fact, they're going out and donating fake meat right now to food banks and food pantries and to other emergency sources. So when people who are losing their jobs and these lockdowns are going out to get help from the food banks, they don't come home with real meat anymore. They come home with fake trash from the Meatless Farm Company and Impossible Burgers and stuff like that. Now, who are these companies that are just giving away fake meat, right? That doesn't seem like a very good business model to invent a new product and then just give it away, 20,000 vegan sausages. Well, if you look at this company, just as one example, this Meatless Farm Company, well, they raised a new round, $31 million, to fund post-lockdown growth. The gentleman who ran that round, let's read. The funding round was managed by recently appointed Meatless Farm Director, Leopoldo Zambelletti, who has, 20 years of investment banking experience at JP Morgan and Credit Suisse. Leopoldo said, this funding gives meatless farms the ability to take advantage of consumers' desire to build back better in the wake of COVID-19. He's right there, virtue signaling. This is part of the Great Reset. This is part of weaning people off of meat. Now that they're just going to shut down the production and blame the cyber pandemic, and we'll give away our free meat over here. They're going to get this done by hook or by crook. You remember Wired Magazine, fake meat is coming whether or not you like it. Now you see it. Now you see what they mean. At the same time, there are other supply chain disruptions that we could talk about. And again, this is some of the speculation I've heard from within JBS, was that they weren't able to get their trucks to deliver enough animal feed to keep their operations running, that they had to hit this panic button and shut down operations because the feed was too expensive or it wasn't there at all. And here's one hint that that might be the case from dairyherd.com. Where are all the truckers? Quote, there's currently a nationwide deficit of both long-haul and short-run truck drivers. It is impacting the transit of feed, fuel, milk, and dairy products. It's already impacted these things. And this is just going to get worse. It's impacting the whole supply chain, getting the trucks where they need to go, getting in and out of warehouses because of workforce and equipment issues. It's causing problems. And so if dairy farmers are having problems getting their feed, then obviously JBS, Smithfield, Tyson, all these other meat producers are going to be encountering similar logistical difficulties. And again, the big story here is that we're running out of grains, right? We lost that third crop of corn, the safrinha crop in Brazil. We are actively losing yield here in the United States right now. You can see from this latest drought monitor graph from the USDA that the severe areas of drought are overlapping about 24% of U.S. corn production. So that huge corn crop that the U.S. needed this year, required this year to make up for last year and for the loss in Brazil, it's not going to be there either. this global grains shortage is not going away. The $7 corn, get used to it. And that's why they're shutting off the meat. There's a whole bunch of other stories that we could talk about right now, but it's the early hours of this, and I really think we should just stay tuned. Let's watch how long they keep JBS turned off, and that's going to be very insightful. Was this a lasting blow because they don't have any grains to feed animals? Is this just the cover story for the end of animal agriculture? But just initially, as this breaks, it's worth noting this is a perfect marriage of the cyber pandemic narrative, of the war on meat, and all of these scripts coming together, plus massive economic damage and further difficulties to the supply chain being introduced. We had said that there would be cyber attacks on our supply chain and on our food system, and here they are. Welcome to it. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no more important message I can include in this video than we need to start growing our own food and raising our own animals today. They're destroying the food system by design, and we need to be growing food for our families and for our communities more than ever before. So please, I'm going to get back to that right now, and I hope you do the same. Thanks for watching, ladies and gentlemen. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you value this broadcast, if you appreciate the information, please help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can support this show at iceagefarmer.com/support. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.